Now David, in chapter 16, he brings up the ark, and let me read verse 1. So they brought the ark of God, and they set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. I think this is a remarkable passage of Scripture, by the way. They brought up the ark. It was occasion of a great joy on the part of the people. Then there was offered burnt sacrifices. Now, those of you that have been with us a long time in the Through the Bible program know that the burnt offering speaks of the person of Christ. And it's actually what God sees in Christ. The burnt offering, Olamit, ascended to God. And then that peace offering. That peace offering speaks of the fact that Christ made peace by the blood of his cross. And everything is right between us and God when we come through Christ and come God's way. And now, this is the great message that's given when they come up to Jerusalem, an exaltation of the person of Christ and of the fact that he shed his blood. Why, here's the gospel right here. Now, David is a musician, as we said. Listen to him. He appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and to praise the Lord God of Israel. My, we today need to get so involved in the Word of God that we do get worked up. Anyone that goes to a baseball game gets worked up, or a football game, why, they call them a fan. But you get worked up about religion, you're a fanatic. And we need today, not fanatics, but we do need those to get involved in the Word of God to the place where they feel like thanking and praising the Lord God. And here, David had this organized. Asaph was the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, and then the whole list of, my, what a group of musicians he had there. Now, we have this glorious psalm of thanksgiving here. Verse 7, then on that day David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. And this is one of David's psalms, and we'll get to it again for Psalm 105. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Friends, today, if we don't begin to talk about God, get his word out, and begin to get the word of God out, why, we've got today, unfortunately, many Christians that know more about the things advertised on TV than they do about the word of God. And there are preachers that know more about the Cubs and the Dodgers and the Angels than they know about the angels in the Bible, and more than they know about the Bible. Today, we have put before us in this computerized age, and we're all being pressed in a little compartment. My Christian friend today, for God's sake, get in the Word of God and find out what the liberty is in Christ. We're talking so much about freedom of speech, but who's talking about God today? There's no freedom for him today, and there's no way of getting his word out to the people. It is just mishmash today. It's just higgly-piggly stuff that's being given to the public, and no wonder a nation, and no wonder the world is in the mess that it's in today. And I tell you, they're praising God back there, and God bless. May I say to you, David is rejoicing, and we began this wonderful psalm of thanksgiving. And let me just lift some of the verses out, beginning with verse 8. Now notice it. He says here, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. That's something that needs to be known. I read a letter. Here's a person that's been brought up in the church, apparently in a liberal church, and the Bible is practically meaningless to that individual. I say that's tragic today. And then here's a group that has come in and I think definitely been converted. And for a time, they went out on a jag. They went out on the tongues movement. I'm not going to criticize them for that. They thought that was the way to go. Now they've settled down to the study of the Word of God. And both the one that had been in a liberal church and these that have been in probably the fanatic fringe, they now have settled down to study the Word of God. Now that's the place of blessing. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. God has been moving in the past. He's moving today, I think. And I think that His hand can be seen in the affairs of the world today. And He's not through with this little world. Now notice verse 9. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Now I can't sing. And David made it clear for fellows like me and maybe some of you that can't sing. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And actually, I don't sing in public at all. Well, I don't sing. But when I get in the car by myself, a lot of times I drive a great deal to meetings around and conferences. And so I just let out with it. Doesn't sound good. Doesn't even sound good to me. But I like to praise God. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Now in salvation, all you've got to do is to come His way, trust Christ as your Savior, and you'll be saved. But that doesn't ensure you're going to have fellowship. You have to follow through. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. When you got up this morning, what's the first thing you thought about? When you go to bed at night, what's the last thing you think about? You think about God. All during the day, do you just leave Him behind when you go to work or to school or to some other place, you leave Him outside at the social gatherings, remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. We were out in the Hawaiian Islands, and one evening there was a glorious sunset, and there are many of them out there. And there are glorious sunsets, I think, everywhere. And I called attention to it. And I said, my, look at that. I said, look at how God has done that. Anything God does, He does it in a big way. He had plenty of light, a great big old sun, big old sky, and the mountains there. So He just put color in that and let the sun go down just so you'd enjoy it. And David says, let's call attention to it. Call attention to the sunset. Call attention to the creation. Call attention to what God does. Verse 12. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. Verse 13. O ye seed of Israel, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. And I think that He's making judgments today. His hands are moving in the affairs of men. Oh, I know Satan is the god of this world today. God's given him a certain amount of rope today, and he's going to be turned loose in the great tribulation period. But that doesn't mean that God's not going to finally close in, because he is the god of judgment. Will you listen? Verse 15, be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac. Now, there are a great many today that like to minimize the covenant God made with Abraham. David's not minimizing that covenant. David says, let's talk about it. He made a covenant with Abraham. And he confirmed that covenant with Isaac. He took an oath. He said, I'm going to do this thing. Now, David said, let's talk about that. God's made covenants. And those covenants are important. Today, God made a covenant with Abraham. He hasn't gone back on it. God said, I'm going to give to you and your offspring this land. And God's going to do it. I don't think that means they go in there and take it all over today. But I do mean that when they get it from the hand of God, they won't need to fear the Egyptians or the Arabs or Russia. They won't need to fear anybody. Because every man's going to dwell there under his vine, under his fig tree in peace. And that means you'll own your own property. God will let them own their own property. It'll all belong to God just as it does today. But God is giving it to them, and he's made over to us so many spiritual blessings today. Now let's move on here. What was that covenant? Well, verse 17, he hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. It wasn't made for just that day. Listen to him. Now, David understood that God made a covenant with Abraham about that land, was going to give it to him. Listen to the verse 18, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but a few, even a few and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation, from kingdom to kingdom, to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. The interesting thing is, I must confess that today you can get by with a great deal. I think one of the reasons that today a great many people are getting by with persecuting Christians, and they do it in a nice way in this country. They merely gossip about them, circulate false report and all that. Why are they getting by with it? Well, they're actually not getting by with it. God's already said, touch not mine anointing. And do my prophets no harm. Keep your hands off of God's work. And that's one of the reasons that today I am very strict on doctrine. A great many people wonder why certain groups that I disagree with, why they have me, they even hold conferences. Well, because of the fact, friends, I believe that God's moving in their midst. And they hold to the integrity of the Word of God and the deity of Christ. And I must say, I'm not going to touch God's anointed. I'm not going to touch His work. Because I believe that today we need to be very careful. And my friend, you better be very careful in your church today. What you are doing, are you hurting and harming the work of God? Are you helping it on? That's important. This is in the Psalm here. Listen to it. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day His salvation. Now there's a day coming in all creation. It's a day groaning in pain. Someday waiting for the redemption of the sons of God. And then creation will be released. And friends, you're going to hear music the like of which you've never heard before. Listen to verse 24. Declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. And that means they're nothing. They're just a piece of wood, piece of stone, piece of metal. And is it vegetable, mineral, or what have you? Is that your god? All the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It does mean a beautiful church. I love those too. But it means the beauty of holiness. Oh, today, most of us don't even know what it is to worship God. And even right now, reading this psalm, don't you just really feel like saying a little amen? And maybe just say glory to God, or praise the Lord, not just as some little Christian cliche, but something that's meaningful? Oh, how wonderful this is. Fear before Him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. a day's coming. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Trees are going to sing. I'm waiting for that day. Somebody says, how do you think they'll sing? I don't know. But when we get to that day, you and I both will know. Verse 34, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. God is not short on mercy. And that's what I need. I imagine that's what you need. He has plenty of it. Why don't you go to him? What do you need today? Go to him. Verse 35, and say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said amen, and they praised the Lord. This is wonderful, friends. I've just touched the surface here. We've just stood on the fringe of this marvelous psalm here today. Now let me move on. Verse 37, so he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80, Obed-Edom also the son of Jethun and Hosah, to be porters, and Zadok the priest, and his brethren the priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon. Now, I do not know who his secretary of state was, or his secretary of the treasury, or the representative at the United Nations, but I do know who the ones were that took care of the ark and that worshiped before God and carried on the spiritual matters of his kingdom. Verse 40, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar, the burnt offering continually, morning and evening, and to do according to all that's written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. They kept the way open to God. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. That's the reason you to give thanks to God. His mercy endureth forever. Now, this is a great section. Here's where God put the emphasis.